This is a very special place over in Israel because the historians say it's like God took his hand like this and carved out the mountain. And there's a natural amphitheater there. You can stand at the bottom without any amplification at all, or stand at the top and talk and speak in a normal speaking voice, and you can hear perfectly. It's amazing. It's amazing, this place. And the people got so interested in what Jesus was saying that they pushed around closer and closer, and they wanted to hear more. And he had to go out in the boat. Do you remember any of the teachers that you've had over the years? I can remember a teacher I had at St. Paul's School of Theology. I can remember him. Teaching and learning brings back lots of good memories. This picture could be two things. It could be Jesus calling Peter, James, and Andrew and saying, "Follow me. Follow me. I'll make you guys fishers of men. I'll give you a bigger and a better job. Follow me. Come with me. Learn from me. Let me talk to you. Let me tell you." Or it could be the story about casting your nets on the other side, on the other side of the boat. Now, this brings about a big deal in my life, casting my net on the other side, changing direction. Changing what I was normally doing to what I felt like God wanted me to do. All of us of my age and a little younger in this room that has somebody sitting beside him, you're probably married to. Did you ever think about how it was when you casted your net on the other side and you prayed to God, "I hope this works"? I did that 41 years ago, cast my net on the other side. Gave me a whale of a harvest. Whale of a harvest. Storms and boats and... how many have ever been on a boat out in the ocean? Any sailors? Got a sailor back here. Excuse me just a minute. What's it like? What's it feel like to you when the boat goes down and all the water comes up here? You loved it. Whoa. See, now that's a different interpretation of things. The first time that happened to me, I thought, "Oh boy, this is it. I am done for. There isn't any way that this is going to work out at all, because literally, the water is way up here, and you think it's going to come crashing down on you." And the next thing you know, the boat goes back up, and you can see for a long ways. But I still don't like storms in boats. I just can't make myself like that. And I've done a lot of crazy things. Jumped out of airplanes, raced boats, scuba dive, flew airplanes. The Lord's blessed me in that manner, but I still get seasick. Yeah, you're grinning, aren't you? Huh? You know what that is, huh? Oh, and he likes the waves to come over on top of him. Ooh. It's really hard for me to sit on a boat. And if it does just a little bit, Brenda will testify to this, I turn green. Green. And all I have to do is see one person get sick on that boat. Just one. Even act like they're going to. This is a good metaphor. This is a good picture for us to think about. When the storms of life thrash us and push us and turn us upside down and make us sick and we're about ready to just give up and give in, Jesus stands up in the bow of the boat and says, "Peace, be still," to the storm. And it gets flat. And it gets level. And it gets calm. And it gets quiet and serene. "Peace, be still," he says to the winds. And it's like this.